Welcome to the deep dive, where we cut through the noise and get straight to the knowledge you need. And speaking of noise, have you been keeping tabs on the whirlwind over at Meta AI lately? It's been quite something to watch. Today, we're doing a deep dive into these recent organizational shakeups there. It's a story that honestly tells us a lot about the hurdles in building these huge, complex, cutting-edge things, especially in big tech.
Absolutely. And our main source for this is a really sharp, pretty critical analysis from RedHub.ai. It's called Meta AI Restructuring, Agility or Breakdown. It gives a very current and incisive look at what's happening, like right now.
Okay, so our mission here today is to unpack the story behind these rapid-fire reorganizations at Meta. We want to pull out the crucial lessons for you, our listener, about what it really takes for AI initiatives or, frankly, any big, complicated project to actually succeed. We're talking things like, you know, organizational coherence, managing that top-tier talent, and making the jump from just ambition to, well, execution. And here's what's really striking. This isn't just a one-off change. The article points to a definite pattern. Meta has just done its fourth AI reorganization in only 6 months. Think about that. We're talking massive capital, billions and billions of dollars, and hiring some of the absolute brightest minds out there. But the source suggests there are deeper, maybe systemic issues going on.
Exactly. That pattern the article highlights is key. These aren't just random shuffles. They consistently seem to follow big talent leaving, products not quite hitting the mark. And, you know, serious competitive pressure really points towards structural problems, not just a few isolated bumps in the road.
Okay, let's get into this then. The RedHub.ai piece mentions that Meta's latest move split its superintelligence labs into four new groups. There's a sort of placeholder called TBD Lab, an AI products team for the Meta AI Assistant, an infrastructure division, and then the original A Group, the fundamental research arm. With all this constant shuffling, what's really driving it?
Well, this takes us straight to that core pattern the article talks about. Mm-hmm. This cycle of setback, then a reorg, then a kind of reset.
Yeah.
The piece clearly shows the cycle gets kicked off by some kind of shock. Maybe senior researchers leaving, products underperforming, or just the heat from competitors getting turned up. You know, like top folks such as Lawrence Vandermotten heading off to Anthropic or Bigl going to Ryder. It shows this continuous churn.
Right. And this next point from the article is, well, it's pretty revealing. It talks explicitly about a human friction constraint. It describes this two-tier culture inside Meta AI with these massive pay gaps. New hires, the sort of elites, were reportedly paid 10 to 50 times what their peers were making. That apparently created internal brinkmanship, you know, existing researchers basically threatening to walk. So beyond the obvious HR headache, what does this tell us about trying to get and keep top talent in these super competitive fields without, you know, breaking your own team apart?
Yeah, that's fascinating, isn't it? The source basically says high variance, pies, headlines, not cohesion. I mean, think about it. Meta, trying to win the AI race, essentially went out and bought a few superstars, but might have alienated, well, a huge chunk of their existing team in the process. The real insight here isn't just, oh, money isn't everything. It's more that a really fractured internal culture can just completely undermine even the most aggressive talent strategy. For the very top people, yeah, the money matters. But beyond a certain point, it's about having a clear mission, some autonomy, stability that matters more than just the raw cash. And this rumored TBD lab, I mean, that name alone kind of screams strategic ambiguity, which can be really unsettling when you're trying to build something huge and transformative. Feels like a classic short-term gain, maybe long-term pain situation.
Okay, let's talk about the money side for a second. Meta boosted its 2025 CapEx guidance, that's capital expenditure, to a massive $66.72 billion. And tens of billions of that are specifically for data centers. But the source implies all this spending isn't fixing the execution problems. It points out specifically that Llama 4, Meta's big language model, kind of underwhelmed. It scored only, what, 16% on the Ader polyglot benchmark, which measures coding ability. And it was apparently lagging behind smaller competitors in things like creative writing. That's a lot of money for results that sound, well, not great.
Right. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, the lesson for any enterprise seems pretty blunt. Resources, like money and compute power, they only really multiply your efforts when you pair them with sharp focus. AI programs, or really any major project, often stumble not because they lack budget or GPUs, but because the goals are fuzzy, priorities keep shifting, and nobody's quite sure who owns the product outcome. It's not just about throwing cash at it. You've got to clearly define who your customers are, set those service level agreements, the SLAs, those clear performance targets, and then deliver reliably, you know, quarter after quarter, like any normal product line.
So, okay, what does all this mean for other organizations, or even for you, our listener, if you're trying to build something complex? The article does offer some pretty clear, actionable lessons, right, for enterprise AI strategy.
Yeah, it definitely raises important points for anyone managing complex initiatives. The source really emphasizes that organizational stability trumps star power in the long run. Constantly reorganizing just kills momentum, it fragments research efforts, and teams can't build on what came before. It argues for anchoring these big AI programs to steady cross-functional leadership and having really clear governance. And crucially, the idea that culture beats compensation for keeping people engaged and feeling safe long-term, psychological safety, autonomy, that stuff matters. The real key, it suggests, is execution over ambition. So shipping reliable, maybe smaller, incremental improvements consistently rather than always chasing the next speculative moonshot.
That's interesting. The article also draws this distinction between AGI, artificial general intelligence, this sort of sci-fi human-like superintelligence idea, and something it calls EGI, or enterprise general intelligence. What's the practical difference there, and why should our listener care about that distinction?
That's a really important point. The near-term kind of tangible win for most businesses isn't really the hunt for AGI, which is still very speculative. It's EGI. Think of EGI as systems that can autonomously break down complex business goals, keep track of things across different steps in a workflow, and manage actions across various existing systems, all while staying within defined rules or guardrails. EGI is all about repeatability, governance, and integration into how the business already works. And that leads to real, measurable ROI, things like cutting down lead times, getting rid of those awful swivel chair tasks where people just copy-paste between screens, and improving the, first-pass accuracy in core operations. The source even lays out a sort of blueprint for EGI, a stable platform underneath, an agent layer doing the work, and strong guardrails like human-in-the-loop checks and audit trails.
So it really sounds like the actual value, the near-term value anyway, comes from what you called boring excellence rather than chasing the spectacular. But how tough is it for a company like Meta, which is kind of built on disruption and these huge visions, to actually pivot towards that kind of calm execution? Is that even in their DNA, really?
Precisely. That's the challenge. The article basically concludes that the real competitive edge will go to organizations that can resist the hype, resist the spectacle, and focus instead on calm execution. That means stable teams, clear roadmaps, and ways to actually measure and prove the value you're delivering. Ambition, without that operational discipline, it's just, as the source puts it, expensive theater. And as we've seen here, potentially very expensive theater. The source wraps up with a pretty useful leader's checklist. It boils these ideas down into actionable steps. First, define done for every single initiative. Have clear SLAs, clear owners, no ambiguity. Second, freeze your org structure for at least 2 quarters. Don't shuffle things around constantly unless you're facing like an existential threat. Give things time to settle. Third, balance your incentives. Cap the huge pay gaps, reward people who help their colleagues and contribute broadly, not just the individual stars. Foster teamwork. And finally, instrument everything. Track performance meticulously, things like latency, cost per action, first pass yield, and even user satisfaction through metrics like NPS.
Wow. Okay, so this deep dive into Meta's AI struggles offers some really powerful lessons, and they definitely go way beyond just the tech giants. It's a pretty stark reminder, isn't it, that no amount of money or star power can really substitute for a clear strategy, for organizational stability, and for a cohesive culture that's focused on just getting things done reliably.
Yeah, and the bottom line the source leaves us with is quite thought-provoking, I think. The real question isn't so much whether Meta will eventually figure things out. They probably will, given their resources. It's more about whether other organizations will learn quickly enough from examples like this to avoid falling into that same very expensive loop of constant restructuring, talent churn, and ambition outpacing execution.
So for you, our listener, what really stands out from Meta's experience here, how might you apply this idea of maybe strategic patience or boring excellence to your own projects, whether they're personal or professional? How do you ensure value actually compounds over time and avoids that expensive loop? Definitely something to think about until our next deep dive.